Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Nun Beis. We'll start the shiur with the machlekes in the Gemara earlier Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. If there was no Kohen Gadol, Mishal Miyos HaKreivo. The Gemara brings down the machlekes between Reb Shimon, who holds that it comes Mishal Tzibur, and Reb Yehuda's shita is that the Minchas Chavitin comes Mishal Yoshim. Now, in this halacha of Reb Yehuda, that there's a krova of the Yoshim take over the father's korban, and they bring the Minchas Chavitin, there's many different shailas discussed in the Achrinim, and we'll mention a few of them. This gedder of the din Minchas Chavitin, according to Reb Yehuda, that it's bo Mishal Yoshim. The first shaila is the Rishash, his medayik in the Rashi, Divrei Maschil HaKohen HaMashiach, that Rashi says that since the Mekoyer of Reb Yehuda to teach us this halacha that the Chavitin comes from the Yoshim, it learns out from the posuk of Akurin HaMashiach Tachtov Mi Bonov Yase Oiso. Says Rashi's Loshon is Echod Mi Bonov Yase Oiso. Says Rishash Lechoyer, the Loshon of Rashi's Mashma, that Be'emes, even if he has a few children, but only one of them is going to do the Akrova of the Minchas Chavitin, only Echod Mi Bonov Yase Oiso, and not all of his children. And Rishash asks, L'chiru, the Loshon of the Mishnah is Mashma, that Mishal Yoshin, that all the Yoshin bring together a korban, together the Minchas Chavitin, all of the Yoshin bring, and not just one of them, like the Loshon Rashi, of Echod Mi Bonov. Now the Chazanish points out in Simen Lamed Daled, Tzivkot and Gimel, that L'chiru, since we're discussing a Minchas Chavitin, that the Gemara says later on in Kuf Daled Omid Beis, that the mincha, a korban mincha, is einoi bo b'shutfus. The shutfim are not allowed to bring a korban mincha. So l'chayyah, maybe this will be the mekoyah of Rashi to say that mibonov means be'emes only one of the children, he takes over the minchas chavitin, and not together because there's a problem of him, of ein mincha bo b'shutfus. Besides the chaznish, it could be over here, since the bailim of the korban, or be'emes, not the yoshim themselves. We'll see soon in the sugya that the din of the korban of the Yoshim is only to bring the father's korban and it's b'mokarim of the father. Therefore, the avlocha, like Yoshim, like the Gemara discusses at the beginning of Zvochim, this is not a problem of shutfus, since only the momnas comes from the Yoshim and it's brought l'kaporas aviyem, the korban of the Yoshim, it could be there's no din of ein mincha bo b'shutfus. So this is the first shaila, who exactly brings the korban, all the Yoshim together, or only one of them, like the Pashtas Loshon Rashi, Echod Mi Bonov. The second shaila that Achrinim discuss, the Mishnah says the Loshon of Reb Yehuda Omer Mishal Yoshin, says the Rishash, that the Be'emes, the Loshon of the Pasuk is, Echod Mi Bonov Yase Oiso, his children. Why does Reb Yehuda change and say Yoshin? Why doesn't he just say that it's Bo Mishal Bonov? Says Rishash Lechir, it's Mashma and Reb Yehuda, that if the father died without him leaving over any money at all, and they weren't Yoshim, they weren't Yoyish any money, then the aloha of Minchas Chavitin does not apply, that they have to continue bringing the Minchas Chavitin. The aloha of the Pasuk, which tells us that the Yoshim should bring the father's Minchas Chavitin, is only Mishal Yoshin. If they be'emes Yoyish money from the father, then from the money they have to also bring a Minchas Chavitin. This is the aloha of the Pasuk, the Mashmos of the Loshon HaMishnah. Be'emes is a big chidush. The Rishash already brings down from the Tosis Yom Tov. In later on in Shkolim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Vov, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that the din is Chok Oilom, Mishal Oilom, that the Chavitin comes Mishal Tzibur, besides the Gemara, there was a Takonas Bezdin, that it should come Mishal Yoshin. Over there, the Tosis Yom Tov says, that the Reb Shimon's Shita is that it only comes Mishal Yoshin, if they actually Yarshin money from the father, we take the Chavitin from this money, which they Yarshin from the father. But if the father didn't leave over any money, then the Yoshim Be'emes do not have to pay for the Chavitin. So says Rishash, Be'emes, we find that Tosfos Yom Tov says so by the Takona of Reb Shimon, but the Chayyah, the Loshon of the Mishnah's Mashma, that this din is even according to Reb Yehuda, who Reb Yehuda's Shita is, that comes Mishal Yoshim, Eka Adin, is also a Locha, they have to be Yoshim, and if they're not Yoshim any money, then there's no din Chavitin, Mishal Bonov. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, he argues, And he says, Mefurish, that even though Reb Yudah's Loshen is Mishel Yoshin, but there's no halacha that they have to yashin any money, and always the bonim have to bring, even from their own money, they have to bring the chavitin, because this is the gzeis hakosov of echod mi bonov yase oiso on the Loshen of Yoshim. Does not mean to tell us that we have to yashin money, like the Rishash says. Mamele, this is the machlekes, mechatzchinul chan Rishash, in Shittas Reb Yudah, if the dim Mishel Yoshim is only if they yashin the money, or even if they don't get any money, they have to bring from their own nechosim the korban of minchas chavitin. We'll see more b'negea this shaila later on in Tosfos, the end of the Amud. The third shaila is, which Yoyosha we're b'emes discussing over here in the Mishnah, according to Reb Yehuda, who is the Yoshim who have to bring the korban? The Pasuk says, Echod mi bonov yase oisa, which is mashma we're discussing, the children, the bonim of the Kohen Gadol. The Loshon of the Mishnah says Yoshim. It doesn't tell us dafka the children. So it says, Minchas chinuch mitzakuf la medvav oisei, L'chiria from the Pasuk one would say, only the sons of the Kohen Gadol, they have to go and bring the chavitin. But other Yoshim, if he doesn't have any sons, he has only daughters, or even grandchildren, he didn't leave over any sons. Says a Minchas Chinuch, from the Pashtus of the Pasuk will tell us, that they don't have to bring the chavitin. But Lemaisa, the Minchas Chinuch says, that all the Yoshim is mashma in the Mishnah, the stomach of the Rambam and the Mishnais, is mashma all the Yoshim, even someone who's not his child, has to bring the chavitin. The Chazanish, which we mentioned in the Simei Lamed Daled, he's Lemaisa Metzadeh to say that it could be like the Minchas Chinuch says from the Pasuk, only the son is chayiv to bring, and not any of the grandchildren, or his daughters, only Mibonov Yase Oisa, like the Loshon of the Pasuk. Says the Mikdash David in Simei Ches, Sivkotin Daled, so too Reberu Soloveitchik and Shuri agreed, they bring a very gishmaki raya to this shayla of the Minchas Chinuch, from Tosfos in Nun Aleph from its base to Ramaschil Shetahei. Because as we mentioned earlier in Daf Nun Aleph, there's a drosha of Reb Shimon, Kolil Tokto Shetahei Kula Bak Torah. There's a halacha of Reb Shimon that he learns off in his Pasuk, which Rashi has two pshatim, how to explain this drosha. The first pshat of Rashi is, Shetahei Kula Bak Torah is a halacha of Kula Kolil, that there's no Shirayim La'achila. Now Tosfos asks, if so, why does Gemara later on say that according to Reb Yehuda, Haichak Chok Oilom Mayovidle, what does he do with the Pasuk? L'chayu Reb Yehuda also needs to have a Makori to teach us this halacha, that the Minchas Chavitin, which the Yoshim bring, it's also Kula Kolil, the whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's no Shirayim La'achile. Explains Tosfos that Reb Yehuda does not have to have a Pasuk to teach us this halacha, because according to Reb Yehuda, that the Yoshim are the ones who bring the Chavitin, Memele is Pasha, the Yoshim are Koyanim, and it's a Minchas Koyanim, and the halacha is, every Minchas Koyan is Kula Kolil. We do not need the extra Chiddush over here to tell us that the Korban is going to be Kolil. Only according to Reb Shimon that the Korban is Bomi Shel Tzibur, then we have to have a Chiddush to teach us this halacha, that it's Kula Kolil, just like a Minchas Koyanim, and it is not Shirayim La'achila like other Minochis. This is what Tosfos explains in the Ramaschil Shetei. So says the Mikdash David, if we're going to say like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Yoshim in our Mishnah is not just the children of the Koyanim, but even the grandchildren, even his daughters, they also have to go and bring the Chavitin because they are Yoyish, the father, then the could be cases where the grandchildren are Bichlal no Koyanim, the sons of the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, or the daughter of the Kohen Gadol himself, who's married to Yisrael, who has Aloch of Yisraelis. Memela, in these cases, the Minchas Chavitin is not a Minchas Kohen. We also need a Pasuk to teach us that the Chavitin should be Kule Kolil. And we see in Tosfos B'Pshitas that every single case of Chavitin which come from the Yoshim, according to Reb Yehuda, is a Minchas Kohen. Must be that only the sons who Yashin the father, they are the ones who have a Minchas Kohen. And Memela, there's no din Minchas Kohen on the other ones because the other Yoshim or Be'emes do not have to bring a Minchas Chavitin, like we said, the Maisel Chaznish takes on, and not like the Minchas Chinuch. So L'chir, the Mikdash Tovin and the Rebel, they bring a Gishmak Araya from Tosfos, L'chir Araya, that only the sons, they are the ones who bring a Minchas Chavitin, and not any other Yoshim. And we'll see soon in the Sugya, maybe there'll be a Taina to go and answer this Araya from Tosfos, that it's not Muchach against the Svar of the Minchas Chinuch. Now there's a Bemis, a very another Geschmacke Kasha, which the Achrinim ask on the sugi of Ebiuda, the Ebiuda holds that the Chavitin comes Mishel Yoshim in the Pchaim in stencils over here in Kitzvei Agrach. So too there is Someach in Pei Gimel, Tmidim Umusofim, Halacha Chof Beis. We find the same Shaila in Ezecha Yitzchok, Simem Mem Gimel. They all ask that the Halacha is always that our Oinon is not Mishaleach Korbonos. The Oinon, someone whose Shiva Krivim died. The Gemara discusses in Perek Tvolioim in Zvochim that the first day there's a din aninus b'deraisa, and therefore there's a din that the oinen is not allowed to bring any korban. Some of you also in Gemara Merit Cotton to Zainam at base, there's a halacha that oinen is not mishaleach korbanos. Memela they ask that lechera, if in our Gemara Reb Yehuda says that the Yerushim have to bring the chavitin, lechera, how are they allowed to bring the korban? A oinen is not allowed to bring a korban. How are they allowed to go over here and bring the Minchas Chavitin? This is the kasha they ask over here in the Gemara according to Rebbe Yehuda. Says Reb Chaim, and the Zichei Yitzchok says also, this Mahalach in Simen Mem Gimel, brought down also in Mekoy Baruch Simen Hei, that Be'emes, if we look in the Lashon of the Rambam in Tmidim Umusofim, Gimel Chof Beis, when the Rambam says our Halacha of Rebbe Yehuda, this is how the Rambam Paskins in Tmidim Umusofim, like the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, that the Yoshim, they're the ones who bring the Kol Michavitin, B'mokoyim the Father. Says the Rambam, that the Lashon of the Rambam is Be'emes, that they bring the Kol Michavitin, Avur Kaporosoi, they bring it for his Kaporio of the Kohen Gadol who already died. Now, says Reb Chaim, even though the Lashon of the Rambam literally, L'chayah, is very shver, because we know that Halacha is in Kaporio Lemesim, someone who's already died does not have any idea of a musig of kapora. But you see al-Kaponim in the Rambam that the Korban remains the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. It is his Korban, and the whole Shaila over here in the Gemara is only who has to go and pay for the Korban to go and bring it, the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. And the Buddha holds that the Yerushim, they're the ones who have to bring the Korban of their father. But the Korban itself remains the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. The Chiyuv is only on the Yoshim that they have to pay for it, and they are Mechuyuv to make sure that there's a Krover of this Korban for the Kohen Gadol, Avor Kaparosoi. Memeila, Be'emes, says Reb Chaim, it's not really their Korban at all. So Memeila, even though they themselves are Oinanim, but the din of the Oinanim that is not Mishaleach Korbanos, one can say is only if he's Miskaper with the Korban. But if he's only bringing the Korban for someone else, then it could be there's no halacha of oinon in the mishaleach korbanos. Memeila over here says Reb Chaim gede in the hakrovas hakorban according to Reb Yehuda is be'emes still the korban of the kohen gadol who already died, and the din of the yoshim is they are paying to bring further the korban of the kohen gadol lavu kaparosoi. Memeila there's no halacha that oinon in the mishaleach korbanos. Now in the eka halacha that Reb Chaim says benegea the oinon that eats tolui on the miskape of the korban. Reberil in the Shuri Agrid, he discusses over here Bariches, the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis Halach Yud Aleph, would be mashma that even if he's just a Mishaleach, and he's just a maybe of a Korban like Eitzim, where there's no Miskape at all, he's also got a Loche that he's not a Mishaleach when he's Oinen. Memeila Lechoyer, Reb Chaim says a Chiddush that will depend if he's the Miskape, if he has the Kaporah of the Korban. But this is a Chiddush of Reb Chaim to be Magde, the Gede of the Chavitin, of the Yoshim is Be'emes, that the children are bringing the father's korban. Now, says the Beryl Soloveitchik, in Shuri agreed, that according to the Avona of Reb Chaim, we can say that there's no Rai anymore from this Tosfos, which we mentioned earlier from the Mikdash David, in Deva Maschel Shetahei, that Tosfos says, according to Reb Yehuda, the korban is always going to be a Minchas Kohanim, which is Kule Kolil, and we said that this is a Raya that only the sons are the ones who bring the korban, since they are Kohanim. Mashenkin, if the grandchildren bring the korban, then it's not Muchach that they are Kohanim. So from here we brought a Raya to the Minchas Chinuch that only the sons are the ones who are Makiv the korban. But now says Reb Beryl that we can understand Tosfos in a whole different light. Because Tosfos could be, does not mean who is actually paying for the korban. Since Reb Chaim explains that the Yoshim are only the ones who are paying for it, but the korban remains the father's korban, Memele could be that Tosfos is svar, that according to Reb Yehuda, it's a minchas kohen, does not mean because of the Yoshim. It means because the korban is always the father's, And the father was a Kohen Gadol, and Mamela, this is called that this is a Minchas Kohen, that has to be Kula Kolil. Mamela, it doesn't depend at all who's gonna actually pay for the Kolben, even if the grandchildren are Yisraelim, but Lemaisa, the Kolben is still a Kolben of a Kohen, since it's they're bringing the father's Kolben, like Reb Chaim was Masbir, and Mamela, this is enough to be called a Minchas Kohen. Mamela says, Rebbeinu, according to this, Pshat in Tosfos will come out, that this is only according to the Shita of Reb Yehuda, but according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon Tosfos explains, we do need to have a pasuk to tell us that the Kolben is Kolil, because it does not have a halacha of a Minchas Kohen. We see that according to Reb Shimon, that there's a halacha of Chok Oilom, Mishal Oilom, that the Kolben comes Mishal Tzibur, then be'emes it is not Pshat, that he's makriv, the Tzibur is being makriv the father's Kolben. The Tzibur be'emes is bringing a Kolben Tzibur. Memela, this is a different avor in Ganson, totally different, the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, the gedder of the Yoshim is that they're paying to be makri the father's korban, and they're continuing the minchas kohen of the father. Mashenkin, according to Reb Shimon, there's a new idea, new chavitin, Mishal Tzibur, and it has a loch of the korban Tzibur, which comes Mishal Tzibur, like we'll see soon, according to the gedder, according to Shita as Reb Shimon. Memela, it's not just a machlokes who exactly pays for the korban, but according to Reb Shimon, will come out in Tosfos, the Kolben Mishal Tzibur is Be'emes a Kolben Tzibur and not the Kolben of the father. Now we'll discuss this point more later on at the end of the Amud in Shittas Reb Shimon. So this is how Reb Beryl says, according to Reb Chaim, we could be Madche, the Raya, over here from the Tosfos, and there's no Raya anymore to the Minchas Chinuch. Now in the Ikke question which we said that Achrinim asked Reb Chaim, the Yisomeach, that they asked L'chriya, the children of Oinanim, how could they go and bring the korban oinan inim shaleach korbanos? And we said that Reb Chaim explains that it's not their korban; they're only bringing the father's korban. A similar idea says the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Daled, Sifkot and Gimel, and Bemes we find so already in the Sfas Emes by us in the Sugya. They explain that the chavitim which the Yoshim are bringing, they're not bringing it for their own korban, but it's koyiv without any bailim at all. There's a din, there's a choyiv, like we explained earlier in Daf Nun Aleph. There's a halacha that every single day there should be a korban of chavitin, just like there's a din of a korban tmidin should be brought always, so too there's a halacha that the chavitin should be brought every single day. Mamela explains the Chazon Ish that could be, since the halacha of the korban over here, be'emes is not that they have to bring the korban, they are not kohanim gedolim, Mamela, they are not the balei korban. There's no halacha on them that even though they're oinanim, they're still allowed to go and pay for the korban and bring the korban because the korban is coming for the chuyva of the tzibur that they are mechuyev always to make sure that there should be a krov every single day. Memela, the chiyuv is actually mutl. It depends on the yoshim. It's on the yoshim that they have to go and take care of this chiyuv. But lemaisa, they are not the balei akorban, they are not the actual owners, and it's not coming for them. Memela, there's no halacha of oinan in mishaleach korbonis. Memela, this is a very similar idea to what Reb Chaim explains, that they're not miskaprim of the korban. Just Reb Chaim explains, like the lashon of the Rambam, that the korban is coming for their father, and they still be makriv the korban of their father, and this is the reason we said in Tosfos, it has halacha of a minchas kohen. Memela, this is why the oinanim, they can still bring a korban, they're only mishalchim, and according to the Chazon Ish and the Sfas Emes, they're also not miskaprim in the korban, but be'emes, there's no miskaper at all, there's no bailim on this korban, a very interesting idea of a musig, of a korban mincha, without any bailim, and they are just the mevi'im, because there's a choiv on the tzibur that should be a krov every single day, in the Beis HaMikdosh of a chavitin. This is how the Chazon Ish answers the question. Now another interesting answer, the Zichei Yitzchok, is Siman Mem Gimel, he says a chidush in Hilchas Aninus, and he says, just like we find in Tumah, there's a halacha that a korban tzibur, which is kavua lo yizman, is doicha tumah, there's a din of tumah hutra b'tzibur, a korban tzibur she kavua lo yizman is doicha tumah, so too, says the Zichei Yitzchok, maybe it is also doicha aninus, and therefore, even though normally a oinen cannot be mishaleach korbonoi, but over here, the korban is kavua lo yizman, there's a halacha, the chavitin have to be brought every single day. Memela, this is a halacha of kavua lo yizman, it could be doicha aninus, even though normally oinen ain't mishaleach korbonoi. It's a chidush in Hilchas Aninus. And the same idea we find in Sfas Emes, in Zvochim Tzadik Tesamid Beis, he discusses over there the korban Pesach, legabe Hilchas Aninus, And he says also this svara that maybe just like Tuma as Alocha of Duchuya and Hutra Bitzibu, so too Aninus also discussed over there in the Sfas Emes. So these are the Ma'alchim Achinim discussed to answer the Kasher, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how can the Oinanim be Makiv the Kol Minchavitin if the din is Mishal Yoshim? Now before we move over onto the next sugya, there's one more point over here to be mentioned in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, an interesting nekuda from Meir Simcha in Oisomeach, the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, because we discussed earlier in the Ike Gede of the Korban Chavitin in Daf Nun Aleph, we said that the Emes we find stiris in Benigea, the Gede of the Korban, on every single day that the Kohen Gadol brings. Does this have a halacha of a Korban Yochid, or does this have a halacha of a Korban Tzibu? Because the Gemara in Nun Aleph Amid Aleph says that the Korban is a Korban Yochid. So too we find in the Gemara in Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Pashtus of the Lashon of the Gemara, is that the Chavitin is a Korban Yochid. So too the Gemara in Yuma, Nun Amid Aleph. So L'chiria, the Korban is a din on the Kohen, his own private, personal Korban, he has to bring every day. But the Mishnah Lemelech, at the beginning of Korban Pesach, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, he asks that if we look in the Gemara in Zvochim, Kuf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, we see that there's a shaila in the Gemara where the Chavitin can be brought on a Boma Sibu, on a Boma. Can Chavitin be brought on a Boma? Now says the Mishnah Lemelech, the Chavitin, if we're going to say it's only a Korban Yochid, there's no halacha of a Mincha Beboma. A Minchas Yochid is definitely not Koriv on a Boma. So what's the shaila of the Gemara over there that a Chavitin should be Koriv Beboma? The Chavitin says the Mishnah Lemelech, it's mavu in the Gemara Zvachim that the Chavitin every single day has a halacha of a Korban Tzibu, and he says Va'dovo Tzorich Talmud, because in other places we find this has a halacha of a Korban Yochid. So why should it be permissible to go and be makriv a Korban Chavitin on the Boma? This is the shaila which Mishnah Melech asks, and we find Be'emes a Yishuv to this shaila in the Tosfos Rishonim in Yuma Nun Amid Aleph, and he says a chidush that even though Be'emes has a halacha of a Korban Yochid, but it does have some element of a Korban Tzibu also, because the Hakrova is done together with the Tomid and together with the Minchas HaTomid, which gives it a din of a Minchas Tzibu, even though Lemaisa, the Hakrova itself, it is its own Korban. And over there the Tzitzit Yishon discusses the Dchi of Tumah, even though it's a Korban Yochid, but it does have some element of a Korban Tzibu also, since it's brought together with the Tomid. An interesting idea from the Tzitzit Yishonim in Yuma Nun Amid Aleph. But Be'emes, we said earlier, from the Achrenim, Mikdash Tovid, in Simen Lamed, Sikot and Beis, and we said, it says already in the Karin Eure, in Huryas Vav Amid Aleph, that even though the Korban itself is a Korban Yochid, but the Chuyva is Be'emes a Chuyva Tzibu, like we just said, from the Chazanish, there's a din every single day, the Korban has to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, just like a Korban Tomid. Memele, it could be, the Mikdash Tovid says, it could be this is enough already, to have a Krov on the Boma, since the Chuyva is actually a Chuyva Tzibu, the Tzibu have to make sure that there's going to be a Krov every single day, even though it's Mishal Yoshim when the Kohen Gadol dies. But a Koponim, it's a Korban, it's actual Korban, is a Korban Yochid, but the Chuyva is a Chuyva Tzibu, and therefore maybe this is enough to have a Krov in the Boma. But now says Rameh Simcha from our Gemara, that we find over here that Reb Shimon is the one who holds a Chok Oilom, Mishal Oilom, that there's a case where the Korban Chavitin comes from the Tzibu, says the Isameach, if so, we can say that if we look in the Gemara over there in Zvachim Kuf Yud Ches, which the Mishnah Lemelech quotes, that has a Shaila where the Chavitin is Korv on a Boma, over there it's discussing Shittas Reb Shimon. Memeila says the Isameach, we can say that the Gemara over there does not mean a regular Chavitin which the Kohen Gadol brings every day, because that is definitely a Korban Yochid, like the Gemara says Mefurish, Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, later on in Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, like we said, and it's got no element of a Korban Tzibu, not like the Tosfos Rishonim in Yuma. But says Rameh Simcha, that the Gemara discusses in Zvochim, that it should be Korv on a Boma like a Korban Tzibu, means a Chavitin in Shittas Reb Shimon, when the Kohen Gadol died, and we do not have a new Kohen Gadol yet, then the Korban comes, Mishal Tzibu, because there's a new Alocha of Chok Oilom, Mishal Oilom, then says Rameh Simcha, this is a Posh of the Korban Tzibu, and since this is a Korban Tzibu, this can be brought on the Boma. So Memeila Be'emes, according to Shittas Reb Shimon, we do have a case where the Chavitin can be a Korban Tzibu, and this is what the Gemara is discussing in Zvochim, and it is not a steer at all to every single Chavitin every day, which could be a Posh of the Korban Yochid. So this is a point mentioned by the Yisomeach, a chiddush in our Gemara that we have an idea of a common tzibur in Shittas Reb Shimon, and like we said before earlier from Reb Beryl, also in Tosfos the Ramaschil Shetahei, that according to Reb Shimon L'Chayya, the korban is a korban tzibur, and we'll discuss this nekuda further on in the Amud, more b'ariches. Now moving further on to the end of the Amud, that the Gemara brings down the seven takonos of Bezdin, which Reb Shimon mentions. One of them is the Ger Shemeis, V'iniach Zvochim Yaz Korbonos, Yesh Loi Nesochim Krivim Mishaloi, V'im Lav Krivim Mishal Tzibu. Tosfos in the Vamaschil Yesh Loi Nesochim explains that this means if the Ger was already mafrish his Nesochim, then they could be brought Mishaloi. V'im Lav, if he hasn't yet been mafrish, then Krivim Mishal Tzibu. And the reason is, because if he was already mafrish b'chayov, then he has nesochim. But if he wasn't yet mafrish, even if he left over money, since all his money becomes hefker, we do not bring nesochim from the money, even because someone was already machzik b'nichse ager, then nechosim are hefker, and therefore there's no din, hakrovas nesochim, only if the gay was already mafrish, the nesochim. Rabbi Kveger over here asks a very yesoidistige kasha, that l'chayer, why should the nesochim being brought from the Nichse Ager be any different than any halacha normally of a choiv momoin, which someone owes money? The halacha is that when he dies, we're goiva from the money which the person leaves over. The halacha is shibudah d'oraisa, we're goiva from the money, because there's a shibud on the nechosim, that they have to pay off the choiv which the father left over. So l'chayi over here, the ger who has a korban, and he has a choiv that he has to bring nesochim, Mamela, even if he left over money and the money become hefka and someone's zeicha, someone else is zeicha in the money, but l'chayya the money is meshubed to the choiv of the ger. What's the difference if the money became hefka or the money goes over to someone else? It always is aloch of a shibud that we're goiva automatically for the choiv which the person had, even if he dies. So what's left coming if he does have yoshim or he doesn't have yoshim? Asks a bikveiga. L'chayya there should be aloch over here that we should be able to take the money also to bring Nesochim, why Dafka if it's Hifisho Yibachayov? The Ur Godoil in his Gideon on the Mishnah is later on in Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. He says, Anachanami, Bal Kochach, we have to say, Toysvus is going to Mandoma Shibuda Lav Dayaisa, and therefore there's no Shibud Nechosim. Memela, only if the Geri left over the Nesochim, then we have to be Makriv the Nesochim, Mishal Geri. But since Shibud Lav Dayaisa, there's no Shibud on the money of the Geri, and therefore, there's no halacha to bring any, to go and be able to allow us to be goiver from this money, to be able to bring Nesochim. This is how the Godel explains our Tosfos. But a very interesting mahalach, says Oyneg Yom Tov, in Simon Peizayim, in Nagoe, the Minchas Avraham over here is very marich with this Yisoid of the Oyneg Yom Tov. And says Oyneg Yom Tov over here, we're discussing the choiva of bringing Nesochim together with the Korban. Memela says Oyneg Yom Tov, we can say that there's a difference between every choiv and the choiv of the Nesochim. A normal choiv a person already has now. Memela, when he dies, the choiv automatically is meshubed. All his nechosim are meshubed to pay off the choiv. If we all shubed the reisa, we have to pay from the money. We have to go and give the choiv back to the person, to the malva, in order to pay the choiv because of the money is meshubed. But says in the Yom Tov over here, we're discussing the choiv of Nesochim. One can say that this chiyuv is only chal on the person once he's makriv the korban. There's no din lechatchila that he has to bring a korban together with the nesochim. The din is he has to bring a korban. Once he's makriv his korban, now it's chal chiyuv that he has to bring with the korban. He has to bring also a minchas nesochim. Memela says in the Yom Tov over here, we're talking about a ger who hasn't yet been makriv his korban. Memela, the chiyuv of the nesochim hasn't yet been chal on him. Memela, there's no din of Shibud Nechosim, since he doesn't have a choiv yet to bring the Nesochim. He hasn't yet been makriv his korban. Only once he already has been mafrish the Nesochim, then this is a Nesochim for his korban, we can be mafrish Mishaloi. Memela, this is the reason why Tosfos holds there's no Shibud over here, even according to the Mandoma Shibud de Reise, a Chidush, because the choiv of Nesochim, says in a Yom Tov, we can say, is only chal after the Akrova, and before the Akrova there's no Shibud. This is what the Yom Tov takes out from our Tosfos. And the Ike Chiddush of the Yom Tov we find also in the Tshuva of Avnei Nezer, Ur Chaim, Simon Tov Tzadik Hei, Sivkot and Gimel. He also says this Pshat in the Tosfos, that the Chuyv of Nesochim is different, it's only Chal later with the Akrovas HaKorban. But the Mekoy Boruch in Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, is very Meirich, to argue on this yisoid, and he holds that the chiyuv is chal straight away with the achiv of the korban as a chiyuv automatically within the nesachim, even before the akrov of the korban. And the Chazon Yecheskel discusses this also in the Tosefta in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. One more marimokim, it's interesting to point out that the Meiri seems to have the girsa in the Mishnah in Shkolim. The Meiri over there is Geiris. In this Mishnah, V'chein Geir Shemes, V'hiniach Zvochim, so our girsa is, Yeshloi Nesochim Krivim Mishaloi. But the Meiri seems to have a girsa the other way, Yeshloi Nechosim Krivim Mishaloi. If he has any Nechosim, he has any money, then he's Kriv Mishaloi, which is not like Tosfos, they have to be Mafish in Nesochim, but Yeshloi Nechosim. Because Shibuddha Dereisa, like Bekveges Kasha, Mamela Yegoiva, we actually claim the Choyv Nesochim, also from any Nechosim he has, this is the Girsa of the Meiri, if it's not all Sefer, then this is the Girsa of the Meiri, we find also over there in Shkolim, in the Pirish of the Rash Seriloi, he also is Girus Yeshloi Nechosim. Mamela, this will come out like Bekveges Kasha, that the Dinah Shibuddha Dereisa is even Ban Nesochim also. Moving to the end of the Omer, the Gemara discusses Shitas Reb Shimon, that even though Minatir, there's a halacha of a Korban Tzibur, Chok Olam, Mishal Olam, but the Maisa, there was a Takona to bring in Mishal Yoshim, the Chozi, the Mitchakalishka, and later on, there was another Takona to go back to the Deraisa, that it should come Mishal Tzibur. Now, Be'emes, we discussed earlier, that according to Reb Shimon, the Pashtus is that the Korban Chavitin, now is a Korban Tzibur, it comes from the Tzibur, and therefore is a Korban Tzibur. So say many achronim, the Karenuri over here, the Oysameach in Tzmid Mumusofim, Perigim Alochich of Beis, the Sfasemes, the Chazanish discusses this in Simon Lamedalis, we've gotten Gimel. L'choriya, the Alochot normally are by a Korban Tzibur is, that it has to be Mishal Tzibur. We'll see this later in Dafnum Beis Amed Aleph, by the Machlikas, the Bruder Anib Shimon. Memela over here, the fact that the Yoshim are going to be paying for the Korban, L'choriya, this is not enough, they have to be Moisa L'Tzibur. They have to actually give over the mominus to the tzibur in order to be yotza the korban tzibur. Memela, they say that even though it's lechiru very sosim over here, but lechiru we have to say that there's mesiria the tzibur and the yoshim are the ones who are paying for it, but they actually give over the korban tzibur to the tzibur. But in Shuri Agrid, he brings down over here a discussion from Reb Chaim and the Biskirov. So to him in Chasavrom, he brings down from Reb Chaim that lechiru Reb Chaim signed, if we look at the Gemara carefully, we'll see lechiru that the, according to Reb Shimon, it's not so simple to say that it is a Korban Tzibur. Because the Gemara of Yatainas are the reason why there was a Takonas Bezdin, that they took away the Chiyuv min Eraisa from the Tzibur and they gave it to the Yoshim, was given the Chozi, the Midchak Lelishka. There was a lot of a Dchak, it came very expensive, like Tosis explains in the Bais Sheni, the Koyanim always dying, and therefore they had to go and bring Mishel Lishka, and this was costing them a lot of money. Now, says Reb Chaim, if this is a Poshita Korban Tzibur, what is the Taina, the Mitcha Kalishka? Every Korban Tzibur, this is the Halacha, that Korban Tzibur has to come from the Trumas Halishka. So why should we worry more about the Chavitin than every single Korban Tzibur? More so, says Reb Chaim, the din of the Gemara says the Takona was that he gave the Choyv over to the Yerushim. Now, Lechaya, why should the Yoshim be the ones to pay for the Korban? If it's a Poshta Korban Tzibur, why are they different than any other people? Lechaya, why was it a Kona that they should be Goyva, they should claim the money from the Yoshim? Memela says, Reb Chaim, Lechaya, to see from our Gemara, that even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that there's a din Mishel Oilom, that it shall come Mishel Tzibur, but Emes, it is not a Korban Tzibur, like we said earlier, but just like according to Reb Yehuda, who holds that the Korban is Mishal Yoshim, we discuss from Reb Chaim that the Korban is brought avur kaparosoi, like the Rambam says, it is brought the Korban of the Kohen Gadol, so to Mishal Tzibur, the money is coming Mishal Tzibur, but the Korban is actually a continuation of the Chayva of the Kohen Gadol, and Mamela, this is still called his Korban, and the whole machlikas between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon is only from who do we claim the money, but the actual Hakrova and actual Korban is a Korban Yochid, even according to Reb Shimon, and therefore the Gemara over here says that since it was Mitchak al-Lishka, It is not a normal Korban Tzibur. They made the takona to be goyver from the Yoshim, and therefore the Yoshim, they are the ones who be'emes make sense to go and be goyver, because they were continuing bringing their father's Korban. It is still a Korban, even according to Reb Shimon, a Korban Yochid of the father. Yisro Reb Chaim says, Achirah is mashmos in our Gemara, even though we said already that Achirinim don't take on like this, and we were medayek in Tosfos before, that according to Reb Shimon, it is a Korban Tzibur. So this is a chidush l'chayyur from our Gemara, a mashmos l'chayyur that according to Reb Shimon, maybe it is not a Korban Tzibur. And be'emes is a raya to this tzad from the Gemara later on, in Nun Beis Amed Aleph, the Gemara is discussing, we're going to be seeing soon, the machlokes by Parayim Dovah Shel Tzibur, and the Gemara says a svara that Reb Shimon is the one normally who's chayshish l'pshia, like we find over here by the Takonis. And says the Gemara there's a difference, because over here, Reb Shimon was chayish l'pshia, because the Korban Chavitin is not Bolek HaPorah, it is not Bolek Chape, and therefore, there's a reason to be Choshesh that maybe the Yoshim will be Poshea, Mashenke in the Pile and Dovah Shel Tzibur, which is Bolek HaPorah, there's no Chashash Pshir. This is how the Gemara says in Nun Beis Amed Aleph. Explains Rabbeinu Geshem on the side of the Gemara, Pshat in the Gemara, the Korban Chavitin, why is this called not Bolek HaPorah? Says Rabbeinu Geshem, it's not Pshat that the Korban Chavitin is not Chatos, and the Parayim Dovah Shel Tzibur is a Chatos. This is not a Pshat. The difference is because the Korban of Chavitin, which the Yerushim are bringing, are not coming to be Mechape for the children. It's coming Lechape Avuroi, Avor the Kohen Gadol who already died. This is like the Lashon of the Rambam, we said, that the Korban Chavitin is coming for a continuation of the Korban of the Kohen Gadol who died. It's his Korban still, until they appoint a new Kohen Gadol. Memela, this is what the Gemara means, that it's not Bolek HaPorah. So, l'chayyur, according to Rabbeinu Geshem, we see Mefurish, even though we're discussing over here, Shitas Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is the one who holds Chok Olam, Mishal Olam, that the money comes Mishal Tzibur, but he still says that the actual Korban is being Korev, the Miskape, is not the Yoshim, the Miskape is the father, even though in Kapari Lemesim, but it is still called his Korban, enough to have a Chashash Pshir, even in Shitas Reb Shimon, which is l'chayyur, Reb Chaim Tainus, from this Gemara, there's a Mashmos, that it could be a Korban Yochid, even according to Reb Shimon. So Mamela, this is the summary, to summarize, this comes out that l'chir, according to Reb Yehuda, it is definitely a Korban Yochid, and according to Reb Shimon, there's a big shaila over here, how to look at the Korban of the Chavitin, when it comes to Mishal Tzibur, is it be'emes a Korban Tzibur, or is it a Korban Yochid, just like Shitas Reb Yehuda? La'alocha, how we pasken in this machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, there's a big stira in the Rambam. We mentioned that the Rambam in Tmidim Musafim, Perek Gimel, he says clearly that Aloch is like a Behuda. But the Rambam himself in Shkolim, he brings down this Mishnah in Perek Dalet, Aloch Dalet, which is Mavur in the Mishnah, Shitas Reb Shimon, that we claim the money from the Lishka, from the Mishal Tzibur. And the same stira is in the Rambam's in Pirsha Mishnais, between Oviyah and Menoches and in Shkolim. The Kesef Mishnah says that Be'emes the Rambam's Shita is to Paskin like a Behuda. In the Mishnah in Shkolim, he brought down the Loshon of the Mishnah, even though the Halacha we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. So a big chiddush, a deichik in the Rambam, that he says the Halacha, which is not true, because we paskin like Reb Yehuda, this is the Loshon of the Mishnah in Shkolim. Now many Achronim say in the Rambam, that if we look carefully in the Rambam, in the Loshon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Tmidim Umusofim, when he says that we paskin like Reb Yehuda, and we bring the Chavitim Mishal Yoshim, the Rambam Yemes is discussing a case where the Kohen Gadol died after the Akrova, he was already makriv half of his korban by boike, and then he died. And on that, the Rambam says that the Yoshim are the ones who bring the korban chavitim beinu abai. It seems to be, say many achrinim do yisomeach into midim umusofim in the Sfasemes, the Chaste David on the Tesefta, perigvav aloch zayin. And Bemes, we find already so in the Meiri in Shkolim, perigzayin Mishne Gimel, already says this difference, that it seems to be the Rambam holds as a difference between the day the Kohen Gadol himself died and he was makriv, already half of his korban, then the Rambam holds that the Yoshim have to continue and they bring the second half, Beinu Arba'im. And later on, the other days until we appoint a new Kohen Gadol, then the Rambam holds like Reb Shimon that the halacha is that there comes Mishal Tzibur. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand where the Rambam got such a difference from. The Mekevis HaMishnah says, Bar Kochoch, the Rambam is Lav Dafke, because where should the Rambam take such a chiluk that there's a difference between the day he dies, that it's Mishal Yoshim, and later on, it comes Mishal Tzibur. The Yisameach says, and maybe the Pshat is, that the Rambam Be'emes Paskin is like Shitas Reb Shimon, that Meika Adin, it comes Mishel Tzibur, but we found the Takonas Bezdin that they said that it should come Mishel Yerushin. Later on, there was another Takona that took it back to the Shel Tzibur. Says the Yisameach, maybe the Rambam learned that the second Takona that they took it away from the Yerushim and put it back onto the Tzibur was only Benegea the other days, but the day itself then is no Chashash Pshir. Maybe it could be Svaris why we can say that on the day itself we still left the original Takona, the first Takona, and we said that that day the Yerushim should be the ones to continue the father's Korban, and therefore this is all the Rambam Paskins in Tmidim Omosofim that comes Mishel Yerushim, which was be Be'etzem Shitas Ibshimen Chidush, that the Rambam should Paskin like Ibshimen and not like Ibyuda. Meila, this is a Mahalach of the Isomeach, using this Chiluk of the Rambam, that is the difference in the day the Kohen Gadol dies, or later on, after, until you appoint a new Kohen. This is a Nakuda, which the Chiluk of the Rambam is Mechalik, like the Meiri says Mefurish, and the Mekavis HaMishna asks, we have to know from our Sugya, the Chiluk, there's no Mekur for such a kind of Chiluk. And moving on to the next Gemara, the Gemara is discussing another Takana mentioned over there in Me'ila in Shkolim, the Dim Me'ila on the Pora. The Gemara says, Chatasi, the bottom of the Omid, Melami, Chimoyalim, Bo, says the Gemara, he is Dafka Bo Moyalim, but Ba'afroim Moyalim, there's no Me'ila on the Eifah Pora. Toisvus in the Ramaskil Chatos, he asks, the Gishmaki Kasha, Toisvus says, Melami, Chimoyalim, Bo, Lechir, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that there's Me'ila on the Pora Adumo? We know that the Pora Adumo is bought from the Mois, from the money of the Trumas Halishka, which gives it a Kedushas Domim, a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. The Gemara always says that Pora is Kotri Bedek Abayis. This means either Poshete Kotri Bedek Abayis, or a Kedushas Domim, like Rashi in Zvachim Yudale Domit Beis. And the Halacha is that this Kedusha also has Me'ila. Me'ila, why do we need this extra Halacha of Chatos, which we find always Chatos Karyei Rachmona? Anyway, Lechiri has Me'ila because of this halacha of the Kedushas Domim, the Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Says Toisvus, and Afkamina is, for the halacha of Yesh Moil Achamoil, by Me'ila of Kedushas Haguf, which is a halacha of a Chatos, there's a din, that even one person who's Moil, there's still a halacha of Me'ila by the second person, it doesn't go out Lechulin, there's Me'ila many times. Masha'in came something which only has a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. Once the first person has been moil, it automatically goes out l'chulin, and there's no din me'ila, acha me'ila, and says Tosfos, this is the chiddush of our pasuk of chatos, that the Pora Adumo has a din of a chatos, enough to give him a halacha of yesh moil, acha moil. Now the Achronim ask, the Kohen Uri says, it's very hard to understand, because the Achronim normally one would understand that the difference between the Kedushas Haguf and the Kedushas Bedek Abayis, the reason why by Kedushas Haguf there's a halacha normally of yesh moil achamoil, is because this depends on the din pidyon. The way the me'ila goes out l'chulin is like a pidyon, and just like when we poida something, it goes out l'chulin, so too the halacha is, if someone is moil on the hekdesh, it goes out l'chulin. Me'ila b'kedushas haguf, which does not have any pidyon, if me'ila, it cannot go out l'chulin even through a me'ila. Me'ila asks the Kohen Uri l'chir, how could it be over here by the Pora Adumo, which the halacha is, we're allowed to be poida the Pora Adumo, how could there be a din of yesh moil achamoil? There's no extra inherent halacha that the din of a kedushas chatos has a halacha of yesh moil achamoil. The reason is because there's no pidyon, but a Pora Adumo who has pidyon, the halacha should be yesh moil achamoil. Mameila, this is schwer to say that the chatos is a din of yesh moil achamoil. And mameila, we see that achrinim, many ask on this Tosfos, the Blazer Mishahovitz over here in his Oris, and in Blei Malin as Ariches, in Chilik Beis, in Mem Beis, the Kilis Yaakov in Simen Chov Zayin, to try and understand the Svori of Tosfos that should be a locher of Yesh Moel Achamoel by the Pora Adumo. The Biskerovin is Michtovim at the back of his Sefer in Omud Pei Beis. He explains that Lechir one has to say that Tosfos only means the Din of Chatos is Nafkemina that Yesh Moel Achamoel to the time when Be'emes we are not allowed to be poida the Pora Adumo. The Gemara discusses in Baba Kama Ayin Zayin that once we shecht the Pora or Al Koponim after the Hazor of the Pora, once we already do the Hazor as Hadam, then there's no pidin anymore. Pora Sheniftis Agabe Marachto only before Shchito or only before Hazor. It depends on Machlekes, Reb Shimon and Rabbanon over there of Koloim Ed Lizrik. But Al Koponim, there is a time when the Shein Chatos Karyei Rachmona of the Pora Adumo causes that there should be no pidyon. Memelis has a biskayov, that Tosfos over here, who says that the Pasuk of Chatos is teaching us, Yesh Moel Achamoel, only means in a time when there's no Pidin anymore. And Memela, this is because of the Alocha of Chatos, and this Din Chatos is giving us a new Din Meila because of the Din of Kedushas Aguf of Chatos, which this Din tells us that Yesh Moel Achamoel, because there's no Pidyon, because after Shchito, after Hazor, there's no Pidyon. But Enochanami Tosfos also agrees that until this man, when you're not allowed to be Poyder, the Alocha is Ein Moel Achamoel, because we'll go out L'chulin like the Taina of the Achreinim. Moving now further on into the Gemara, in Numbeis, Tosfos discusses the Alocha, the top of the Amud, Ve'im Moelim Be'afro, the Alocha that is no Me'ila in the Eifer Poro, and the Gemara has a miut of Chatos Hi, that there's no Me'ila in the Eifer Poro. Tosfos asks, L'chir, why do we need a new Pasuk to teach us that the Eifer Poro there's no Me'ila? We know this Alocha by all Eifer Hekdish. In the Gemara, the end of Tmura, Lamedaled Omedalev, the Alocha is the Eifer Hekdish Eim Moelin. Says Tosfos two tirutzim, either of here is different, the kol mitzvos al yisrefer oimed, the oid nere, Tosfos says in the second tirutz, that is a difference, because normally by kodshim, which have to be burnt, kodshim psulim, the halacha is that with the burning it's nasis mitzvos al, memela, once the mitzvah has already been done, this automatically takes away the meila. Memela, this is the reason why normally there's no meila. Mashenken over here, by chatos, where it's not nasis mitzvos al, because we use the efer, Gufa to be metayed, the tmeim. Memeila, there's no nasis mitzvosai, therefore there's meila, if not for the loshen of the din of the pasuk of chatos hi. Reb Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchas Meila, Peyuk Beis Halacha Beis, he asks on our Tosfos, a very strong question. He says that Tosfos makes a chiluk between the poros chatos and all the kodshim, that the poros chatos is not nasis mitzvosai, because it still has a purpose to be in order to be metayet me. Asks Reb Chaim, L'chayu, if we look at to analyze the din of the poro, the halacha of chatos, which our Gemara is discussing, the din me'ilon, the poro aduma because of the shem chatos, this is referring to the actual akrova of the korban of the poro aduma. It has a maitza akrova, a shchita, an azor. This has a din of chatos. Later on, we have the eife poro, which the din of the eifer is that it is used to be metayed the tmeim. Says Reb Chaim, L'chayu, the shein chatos of the poro adumo, L'chayu, it's already a nasis mitzvosoi, the second it's burnt, once it's already finished, the sreifas haporo, all the maise poro has been finished, L'chayu, the shem chatos has already had a kiyum, it's a nasis mitzvosoi. That's what we find, that is dinim on the eifer of the poro, that you're going to do azoya onto the tmeim, and you're going to be retired the tmeim. This is the inyan bifnei atzmoi. This is another halacha of the koyach of the eifer poro to be retired at the beginning of Pashas Chukas. But it's not mitzad the halacha of the chatos. So l'chayya, even by a poro adumu also, there's a nasis mitzvosoi of the chilek of the chatos, which this is the meila. The meila is because of the chatos. So l'chayya, there is a nasis mitzvosoi over here. The poro, the korban of the poro, has already been finished. The din of the Eifer is another halacha. Why is this din of the Eifer enough to say that the Shem Chatos is still here and it is still called something which is not Nasis Mitzvosi? Explains Reb Chaim, a very geshmak mahalach. The Enoch Hanami, the din of Nasis Mitzvosi of the Chatos has already finished. But we said earlier in Tosfos and Amud Beis that every single Chatos, every single Pora Adumo has also a Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. And the Kedushas Bedek HaBayis Bemis is also enough to give him a din me'ila. The reason why we need another din chatos, as Tosfos explains, for the aloch of Yesh Moel Achamoel, that there's another reason why he has me'ila, because of the aloch of chatos karir achmone. But he also has always the din me'ila, mitzad the momenus, where the money was bought from the Trumas Halishko, and this causes also a din me'ila of Kedushas Domim. Me'ila explains Reb Chaim, that even after the din of chatos karir achmona has gone away, it's a nasis mitzvosoi when we finish the akrovas haporo, but lemaisa afterwards on the efer, it is still the same poro which was bought with the money of the trumas halishko, and the din of kedushas bedek habayis, which this itself causes a meila. This is still over here. There's no nasis mitzvosoi because the money is still the same eifer poro which came from the money of the trumas alishka. And this is the svara of Tosfos that the eifer poro does not have aloch of nasis mitzvosoi means the din kedushas domim of the bedek habayis is not nasis mitzvosoi. Even though the Shein Chatos Kari Rachmona is already a Nasis Mitzvosei. Memele over here we need a Posuk of Chatos He, and explains that Chaim, the Posuk is telling us that the Me'ila of Chatos He tells us that only when it is still a Chatos, then there's a Din Me'ila. But He, when He is already finished off the Chatos, it's a Nasis Mitzvosei, and the Eifer is only a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, then Be'emes is no Din Chatos Kari Rachmona anymore. There's no Me'ila even mitzad the Din of the Kedushas Domim of the Eifer Poro. And this is the explanation of here in Tosfos and in our Gemara. And explains the B'chaim with this is very Geshmak, the Loshon of the Rambam. There is also Mevu'ah like Tosfos that the Din of Nasis Mitzvosei of the Kedushas Domim is still here, and therefore we need to have a Pasuk exist, a Kosuv, that there's no Me'ila on the Eifer Poro. A Chiddush of B'chaim that even once the Chatos goes away, but there's still a Kedusha over here left over of a Kedushas Bedek Abayis even after the Din of Chatos Kari Rachmona. Moving further on into the next sugya, the Machlokes in the Braisa between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon by Helam Dover Shel Tzibur and Tzir Avodah Zarah, if there was a Betchilo Magvin Lahem, they used to go and claim the money from every Yochid, and Reb Shimon holds that the money came from Trumas Alishka, and the Gemara discusses this Halacha and the Maskona. We learn the din of Reb Shimon from a pasuk of Tishmur, Lehakiv Libe Moyadoi, to tell us that the parent of Dovah Shel Tzibur also came from the Trumas Alishka. Rashi explains in Devar Maschil Rabbis Pahelon that even though there's a chidush in the parent of Dovah Shel Tzibur that the money lechatchila, which is the Trumas Alishka, came from the Shkolim, was not given lechatchila al Das Kain that they should do, and if they're going to do an Aveira, then it's going to be a Havor of a Pahelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. Maybe there'll be a swore to say that the money should not come from the Trumas Halishko. And this is a ribuy over here in the Pasuk, according to Reb Shimon, that Afal Pikein, even so, the money comes from the Lishko, even though Lava Daita, the Hochi, Heviu Shekleim. The Biskerov over here explains a very Yesoidistig Pshat in the Machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And explains the Biskerov, Be'emes, in every Korban Tzibur is different than a Korban Yochid, that a Korban Tzibur has two halachas. First of all, the Korban Tzibur, the din is that it is koriv, avor the whole Tzibur. For the whole Tzibur are the miskapri, a Korban, not like the Korban Yochid. It is mechaper for all the Korban Tzibur, it's brought for all of them. All of the Tzibur are the bainim of the Korban, they are the miskaprim of the Korban. This is a normal poshut halacha of a Korban Tzibur. But says the Biskerov, besides the din, that Korban Tzibur comes for all of the Tzibur, but there's another halacha which is from the Gemara later on in Menoches Samechei Omed Aleph, that is a din that Korban Tzibur has to come Mishel Tzibur. It has to come from the Momenos of the Tzibur, which is the Trumas Halishko, which comes also from the Momenos of the Tzibur of the Shkolim, which everyone gives into the Trumas Halishko every year. This is the Gemara explains later on. We learn that from the Pasuk of Tishmeru, that the halacha by Korban Tomid, which is a Korban Tzibur, besides being a Korban Tzibur, that the Miskapri, a Korban, or the Tzibur, also the Momenus has to come from the Tzibur. Says the Biskerov, Be'emes, by a normal Korban Yochid, the halacha is that if someone has to bring a Korban, the din is that his friend can go and be mafrish a Korban, lehiskapi b'chaviri, the Momenus can come from one of them, and he is going to bring the Korban and be mafrish it, to, in order that his friend should have the kapora. So the mevi a korban and the momenus is the first person, and he's bringing eliskape b'chaveri, like the Gemara discusses in Tmura Daf Yud. Now this halacha is only by a korban yochid, because there's no din in every single personal korban that he has to pay for the korban. Mamele he can allow his friend to go and be mafrish the korban for him. Mashenke in the tzibu, there's a halacha that the money has to come mishel tzibu. If a Yochid himself wants to go and be Menadev, a Korban Tomid, the halacha is that he has to be Moisel at Tzibur. It is not enough that he's going to be Mafish the Korban, that the Tzibur should have the Kapora. He actually has to be first Moisel. He has to give over to the Tzibur the Korban, and only then the Korban Tzibur can be Yoitze mitzad the halacha of Mishel Tzibur. This is the halacha of every Korban Tzibur. Explains the Biskerov that if someone can understand over here, the Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, that in this is their Machlokes. Reb Yehuda holds that the halacha of a korban tzibur which has to come mishel tzibur is only by a korban tamid, which is kavua lizman. It is come every day, the musafim. On this is the trumas halishka is given that this is the kupa for the tzibur, and this all the korbanos of mishel tzibur come from this kupa. Masha'in kein a korban which is not kavua lizman. It came because klali sold the avera of panim dovah shel tzibur. Siri avi dezoyer. Enechanami, it's a korban tzibur, but there's no aloch of mishel tzibur. There's no din that has to come from the momentous of the tzibur. And be'emes, even a yochid will be able to go and be menadev if he wants, and he can take upon himself the momentous, and he'll be menadev it and be mechaper in order that the tzibur should have a kapara. He'll be like every single korban yochid, because there's no aloch of mishel tzibur by a korban tzibur which is in kavu aloiz man. This is the svar of Reb Yehuda. And on this, says Reb Shimon, no, we learn out the Maskonas HaGemori, there's a Pasuk of Tishmeru, which is said by the Korban Tomid, that this halacha applies to every single Korban Tzibur, and even these Korbanos Tzibur, that She'in Kavua Lizman, have also a halacha of Mishel Tzibur. And Memela, there's a din of Mishel Tzibur, they have to come from the Trumas Halishka, which is a kupa, which is belongs to everyone. This is the Korbanos Tzibur, Mishel Tzibur. Mashaiki Lukunun Tereb Yehuda, there's no din Mishel Tzibur. Then Be'emes, we go over from every single Yochid together, they pay for the momentous, and it has a loch of the Korban Tzibur, but there's no Kiyum Din of Mishel Tzibur, which is only from the Kupa of the Trumas Halishka, which is only Shita Asib Shimon. Mamela, this is the Machlekes in the Ekegede of the Korbanis of a year, between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if these Korbanis Tzibur have a loch of Mishel Tzibur, like a Korban Tomid, or there's a loch that's a Korban Tzibur, but there's no Din Mishel Tzibur. This is how the Biskirov explains over here the Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Now, the Maaseh, we have to point out that the Biskirov took on Bipshitas, that according to Reb Yehuda, also the Korban of Pailam Dovah Shel Tzibur has a halacha of a Korban Tzibur. He says the only difference is that it's not Bar Mishel Tzibur, but it has a halacha of a Korban Tzibur. The Maaseh, this is not so simple. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufchof, he's Moichiach from many Rambams, that he says that according to Reb Yehuda, since the money came from every Korban Yochid, every personal person was B'tchilo Magvin Lohem, they claimed the money from every Yochid V'Yochid, Memeila says, Minchas Chinuch B'Emesis didn't have a halacha of a Korban Tzibur. This had a halacha of a Korban Shutfes. The din of a Pineham Dovah Shel Tzibur, according to Reb Yehuda, was only a Korban Shutfes, and therefore says Minchas Chinuch, there's no Shira on this Korbanus, since it has a halacha of a Korban Yochid. And it is Boba Shutfes, but it hasn't got Shem of a Korban Tzibur. The Ulsameach also, in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Dalet Alochi Yud, he explains that therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, which are we paskin, the MS it is not Doicha Tuma, because this is Korban, it's Bechal not a Korban Tzibur, it is different than any other Korban, it's only a Korban Shutfes. There's a Machlekes, Rashi and Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that all the Yechidim together, if they're Menadev a Korban, if it becomes a Korban Tzibur, or a Korban Shutfin, but Al Kaponim over here, where it's a Korban Chuyva, and they went to claim the money from every Yochid, the Gede of the Korban is only a Korban Shutfes, and it is not a Korban of Nedova, of a Korban Tzibur. This is how the Achrinim take on, even though the Biskirov says, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Be'emes a Korban Tzibur, but it's only missing the Aloch of Mishel Tzibur, like we explained earlier in the Machlikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So we have a Machlikas in understanding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is the Pailam Dovah Shel Tzibur Korban Yochid, but it's just Bob Shutfes, or Be'emes it's a Korban Tzibur. You see the Siga Machlikas over here in the Sugya. And moving over to the end of the Omid, the Gemara just brings down a Machlikas, Rabbi Yossi ben Dustoi and Rabbonon. How many kmotzim of levoino is brought by every chavite kohen gadol? Abba Yossi says that it's mafish lo shnei kmotzim, koimetz shachis v'koimetz beino abayim, and the rabbanon old mafish lo koimetz echod, chatzi koimetz shachis v'chatzi koimetz beino abayim. Explains the Gemara what is the machlekes. Abba Yossi ben Dustoi sova lo yashkechon chatzi koimetz dekoriv. We don't find anywhere a hakrova of only half a koimetz of levoino. Therefore, there has to be a full kaimitz in the morning and another kaimitz in the afternoon. The Sfas Emes asks that l'chir, the same taina which Abba Yossi tainas that there's no chatzi kaimitz being korev in a Beis HaMikdosh, so too we can ask by the chavitin that we never find the korban of a chatzi isorin of Seiles. Every single mincha is isorin. So l'chir, just like we find by the chavitin that there's a korban of a chatzi isorin, so too one can say there's a korban of a chatzi kaimitz. Why is the Abba Yossi's taina lo motzin ulchatzi koymetz korev, and therefore after minya koymetz sholim lechiri b'alchavitin, we do find an idea of a chatzi isorin. Explains the Biskirov, a very yisoida siganekuda over here, that lechiri Abba Yossi's taina is that the reason why b'alchavitin we find the chatzi isorin is because be'emes, like we know from the sugyas, the havor is be'emes isorin sholim, the korban is a korban isorin. The halacha is, machatziso, we have to split up the korban, and we makriv it in two parts. The part one in the morning, we do chatzi isorin, and another chatzi in afternoon. But this is all made up of the isorin sholem, which is a din lechatchile, has to bring me beisoy, a isorin sholem, and it's mikayim a din of machatziso. Says the Biskirov, this is a halacha by the soiles. By the levoino, we have to know that he brings, according to the Rabbanon, chatzi koimetz levoino in the morning, and another chatzi in afternoon. What is the pshat? According to the Rabbanon, is the be'emes a havor lechatchila is mekadesh a whole koimetz levoino, and he's just makriv half in the morning and half in the afternoon, just like the isorin. Or bichlal, there's no aloche of machatziso said by the levoino. The din machatziso is said in the ikke korban, which is the soiles. Mashenkin the levoino, you bring lechatchila, you mekadesh only a chatzi in the morning, and later on you mekadesh another half in the afternoon, and there's no aloha machatziso said in the levoino. Says Biskirov, if one is going to say that by the levoino be'emes there's no aloha machatziso, then it's very gishmak abe yoisis taina, because bishlim by the isorin, we find the chatzi isorin koriv, because this is half of a full isorin, which is a machatziso, and this is the din of the chavitin. Mashenkin the koimetz is only a chatzi. He's not chatzi of a whole. He has his own avon and his own kedusha of a chatzi levoino, since he's not in machatziso. This is the tain of Abba Yossi that lechir leimotzinu chatzi koimetz korif. And it could be be'emes the Rabbanon who disagree. The reason the Rabbanon would hold, maybe they hold is a din machatziso, even on the koimetz also. And this could be gufa the machlekes between the Rabbanon and Abba Yossi. The Radvaz himself, in Maisa HaKobonis, on his Pirish on the Rambam, in Perik Yud Gimel Aloche Dalet, the Radvaz says he's mesupik if the Dim Machatziso is said on the Soiles, or also on the Chatzi Koimetz of Levoino. And he says, V'adovo Tzorich Talmud. So HaKobonim, the way the Biskirov explains, this is the Machlekes over here, he explains this to Shittas Abba Yossi, that this is the Tain of Abba Yossi, that Lechir, only by the Isorin is Machatziso, but there's no Machatziso on the Koimetz of Levoino, and therefore, Lumatzinu Chatzi Koimetz Korif. The Maitre in the Chavitin, there was another Chelek, which is brought, which the Gemara discusses on the base, which is the Shemen. Over there also we have to know this din of Shemen, which came every day, 3 lug of Shemen, and they brought a lug of Mechze in the morning, and a lug of Mechze in afternoon. Over there also we have to know, is the Pshat that it's a Machatziso, that originally they brought it Lechatchil every day, the Mekadesh, 3 lug together, and then they split it up into two? Or the 2 avos, there's avos of lugu mechze in the morning, and another lugu mechze in the afternoon. The Loshon of Rashi in Amud Beis, the Vamaschil v'Shemen, Toisves later on in Tzadikei Amud Beis, is mashma that is a din of machatziso. Because Rashi says that he bring lechatchila 3 lug, which l'chir mashma that is a din lechatchila of being mekadesh all the 3 lug together, and then splitting up lugu mechze and another lugu mechze. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vov in Ois Gimel, he's mesupek what will be the din in a case where the Kohen Gadol dies, which we found in the sugyas, that the second Kohen Gadol, like Yimamane, on the same day, he continues and he brings the Bein Arabayim, but he has to bring his son Sholim, mi beisoy. He can't bring the Machatziso, which the first Kohen left over. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this Gemara only discusses the Gabba de Soiles. But what about the Gabba de Shemen, which the first Kohen left over? The Lugu Mechze Shemen from the first Kohen, can the second Kohen use the same Lugu Mechze, or he has to bring another 3 lug and be make a machatziso of a Lugu Mechze for his Korban in Beino Arbaim? Lemaise L'chayi will be told on his Shaila if there's a din machatziso in the Shemen, or it's only a din in the Soiles, like we explained from Biskirov, only in the Isorin, which is Eka Mincha, not by the Levoino, so we can clear what's a din by the Shemen. Al Koponim, if the Shemen has a din of machatziso, then the second Kohen has to bring a new 3 lug of Shemen, and he has to bring a lugu mechze in the afternoon from his machatziso, because there's alocha machatziso in the Shemen also. And be'emes we find so in the Tarius HaKodesh, later on in Peches Omed Aleph, who says mufurish that by the Shemen also, there's a din of a shiur sholem of 3 lug, And afterwards you make a machatzisa of a lugumechze and another lugumechze. So these are the shailas over here in the Gemara by the Chavitin, that by the Yisorin we have a locha of machatzisa, that you have to lechatchila bring a holy Yisorin, be mekadish it together, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the koponim has to be avov, kedushas domim, according to Rabbi Lozon, and chesam et aleph. And later on, it gets divided into two akrovis. Mashenkin, the koimetz of Levoino, we have to know if this is originally one koimetz split into two, or lechatchila you could bring two separate chalokim, and so too by the Shemen, we discuss whether it's aloch of machatzisa of the three lug, or lechatchila we can bring lugumechze and lugumechze. This is the shailas over here in the Gemara at the end of the fourth period in Menachos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.